Jesus spoke to his disciples. He said,
"Things that make people sin are sure to come, but how terrible it will be for the person who brings them. Suppose people lead one of these little ones to sin. It would be better for those people to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck. So watch what you do. If your brother sins, tell him he is wrong. Then if he turns away from his sins, forgive him. Suppose he sins against you 7 times in one day. And suppose he comes back to you each time and says, 'I'm sorry,' forgive him. If your brother sins against you, go to him. Tell him what he did wrong. Keep it between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won him back. But what if he won't listen to you? Then take one or two others with you. Scripture says, every matter must be proved by the words of 2 or 3 witnesses. But what if he also refuses to listen to the witnesses? Then tell it to the church. And what if he refuses to listen even to the church? Then don't treat him as your brother. Treat him as you would treat an ungodly person or a tax collector."
Peter came to Jesus. He asked,
"Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to 7 times?
Jesus answered,
"I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. The kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to collect all the money his servants owed him. As the king began to do it, a man who owed him millions of dollars was brought to him. The man was not able to pay. So his master gave an order. The man, his wife, his children, and all he owned had to be sold to pay back what he owed. The servant fell on his knees in front of him. 'Give me time,' he begged. 'I'll pay everything back.' His master felt sorry for him. He forgave him what he owed and let him go. But then that servant went out and found one of the other servants who owed him a few dollars. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he said. The other servant fell on his knees. 'Give me time,' he begged him. 'I'll pay you back.' But the first servant refused. Instead, he went and had the man thrown into prison. The man would be held there until he could pay back what he owed. The other servants saw what had happened. It troubled them greatly. They went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the first servant in. 'You evil servant,' he said. 'I forgave all that you owed me because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on the other servant, just as I had mercy on you?' In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers. He would be punished until he paid back everything he owed. This is how my Father in heaven will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart."